As part of Mental Health Awareness Week, every day this week we're talking mental health, and today we'll be talking about mental health first aid. Now, that's a subject I know very little about, so I'm glad to have in the studio here Lucy Gill and Leslie Bailey. Welcome, ladies.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Good
Hello.
Afternoon. Now, if we could start with Lucy, you're Culture, Community and Youth Development Officer at Brentwood Borough Council, it says here.
Yes.
Can you tell us what that actually means? What does your work involve?
Well, with regards to mental health, I'm the lead officer for the Mental Health Challenge at the Council. So that is a challenge that we've taken up to see how we can make accessing our services easier for people with mental health illnesses.
Right, good. Okay, lovely. Yeah. Leslie, now you're from Interact Chelmsford.
That's right.
Can you tell us about Interact Chelmsford and what your work involves, please?
Yes, Interact is a local charity based in Chelmsford. We operate across Essex.
Yeah.
We offer services for young people from age 12 upwards with additional needs, providing them after school clubs and during school holidays. And for myself, I go out delivering training to the community, raising mental health awareness and reducing the stigma associated with mental health.
Fantastic. Well, I must admit, I had a look at your website last night and I was very impressed at the range of things that
yes,
you do.
We do. It's,
I think that's a subject for another day.
We'll have it is. You can come I can come back and talk about Interact.
That would be great. But today we're supposed to be here talking about mental health first aid. Mm. So who'd like to sum up? What is mental health first aid?
Mental health first aid is a toolkit to support people to know what to do and what to say when somebody is in distress. We all have this fear that we may say the wrong thing or we may do the wrong thing, that it's going to aggravate the situation, but that's not the case. And with mental health first aid, it's really thinking about the correlation of general first aid. You're using your Dr. ABC, so your airway, breathing, circulation.
Okay.
This is about five basic steps to first of all to assess whether there's any risk of suicide or self-harming, but to do that in a listening, in a non-judgmental way, to give reassurance and information rather than advice, and to encourage people to get support with professional help, but they're not always at hand. So it's about encouraging people to look at some self-help strategies.
Okay.
So the whole course, it's a two-day course, and we look at mental health and mental illness, depression, anxiety and psychosis, but knowing what to do and what to say is really important, and to break down that stigma and that fear that you're not going to do any harm, you're actually going to do more good.
Sounds great. So this is for everyone, really?
This is for everybody.
It's not just for anyone with experience of mental health problems.
No.
It's fantastic.
We've been having some really interesting conversations, because I'm on day one of the training course of Leslie today.
Right.
So we've really been looking at what is mental health, what are the stigmas around mental health, and having some really interesting conversations between us about how your social background affects your state of mind, what your thought processes are, and actually you were saying that one in four people have a mental health illness around us. So it's really important.
I would think one of the most important things to do is to be able to recognise when someone is having a problem. How do you go about that?
Yes. So on the course we discuss the signs and symptoms of depression, anxiety, psychosis, because the idea is mental health first aid is early intervention and prevention.
Yeah.
We don't want it to develop into a crisis. We want to be able to provide that initial help, and it is first aid. So it is providing that initial help and knowing what to recognise, to understand about ourselves, our friends, our family, our work colleagues, and then we're able to give that help by recognising the signs and symptoms early.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I know from my own experience when I've had a problem in the past, it's almost impossible sometimes to recognise yourself that you're in that situation.
Yes.
And when you do, you want immediate help. And the immediate help isn't always available. You can ring your GP. You've usually got to wait for an appointment. And then there's usually another long wait for counselling or whatever it is that is appropriate.
Yes.
This is fantastic.
Yes, and that's why mental health first aid, you've just summed it up in a nutshell, why mental health first aid was introduced, because of those reasons.
Fantastic.
We're actually very lucky in Brentwood as well that we've got a fantastic organisation called the Community Tree, which is a group of lots of local organisations working together in one partnership to ensure that mental health services for people locally are really strong. And actually, they do just that. If you have been to see the GP and you have been given some treatment, but you want to look elsewhere for help as well, then all these local services, including Mind, Family Mosaic, Community Print, they're all there to help you in your recovery, in your steps to recovery.
Fantastic. So who can attend a mental health first aid course?
Anybody can attend a mental health first aid course. Right. anybody from age 16 upwards.
Okay. Is it expensive? Is it something you have to pay for?
Sometimes, like for myself at Interact has got funding to deliver through the Adult Community College for anybody who's got... it's got to be below level 2, which is equivalent to 5 GCSEs, grade star, okay. A star to C. So that's some funding that I've got to support the community into accessing MHFA, who can meet that criteria. Otherwise, it costs roughly around £70 per person,
right,
if they were to attend, I do fee-paying courses as well.
Okay, but you have got these free ones available.
We get these funded ones available, yes.
Excellent.
We can offer funded places and non-funded places.
Okay, so how would anybody apply for that?
They just need to call me, Leslie Bailey, at Interact, and my number is 01245 608 307, or my email address is leslie.bailey@interact.org.uk, or visit the website. Other instructors in the local area, you can go on to the Mental Health First Aid England website, which is www.mhfaengland.cic.org.uk.
All right, lovely. We'll get all that on our website later on. If you missed any of that, go to the Phoenix FM website, the 123 show page. It'll all be there. So you're running a course today then?
Yes, day one today.
How's it been going?
Yes, it's fine. We've got 15 people, I think, on the course.
Yeah, it's busy.
And so it's very busy, lots of discussions taking place. Yeah. And that's about the course. It's not about someone standing at the front and just giving a speech with slides. This is an interactive course, so there's lots of facilitation going on and discussions. So everybody's able to air their views.
Yeah.
And there are no right or wrong answers. We've all got different views about the subject, so it's really great to hear from each person's journey of life.
Okay. Well, it's probably a bit early, Lucy, but I was going to ask about feedback from people who have been on the course. You've only done this morning, so how's it been?
Yeah, it's gone really well so far, and interesting to hear lots of different opinions and lots of different stories from different people on the course. And some really interesting facts and figures and statistics about, for example, you were saying, as a man, you're much less likely to be diagnosed for a mental health problem because men don't come forward as much as women do. But then the statistics for men who are dependent on alcohol and drugs is a lot higher than women because of that. So that was quite an interesting one that we had a discussion about for a while as well this morning.
Well, that's amazing. I can reinforce that. I said earlier, we've started doing a mental health podcast here called Mental Health Matters. And since I've been doing that, I've been amazed at the number of people who have contacted me privately to say that... Sorry, the reason we're laughing here is we've got Wayne Banks in the background who's nearly choking on his coffee. So,
cough out loud.
Come
Wayne,
on, cough it up. That's fine. Yes, but I've had lots of contact from people privately to say that, well done for what you're doing. I've had a problem too. And without exception, they've all been men.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of it out there. So what do you hope to get from the course at the end of this then?
Well, for me, because I'm the lead officer for the Mental Health Challenge at the council, that I'm very keen to take elements of this back to the council and to inform our staff about ways that we can help our service users who might be suffering from mental ill health. So that's one of the main things for me today. But also to get out of it something for me personally as well. It's interesting to look at the different the different strategies to put in place to help support people.
Right.
So
fantastic.
Yeah,
excellent.
Really good.
And so Leslie, you've run a few of these courses, have you?
Oh yeah. run over 50 of them
now. Oh, right.
So, I've been delivering since, I think it's 2008.
Excellent.
When I first introduced mental health first aid as a trainer in the eastern region.
Right.
So, yeah, I've been delivering.
And so what sort of feedback do you get from people at the end of the course?
Feedback is they're going to be able to use it in their workplace. Yeah. They'll be able to access... they got it in the manual that they receive on the course. They get lots of helpful resources that they can go away and look up. And a lot of people come on the course and don't realise what help is available until they come on the course and find out what's going on within the communities of Essex. And people have found that very useful.
Yeah.
And also people have found it useful they wish it had been around quite a few years ago.
Right, sure.
And
yeah.
they sat, you know, and it helps people to reflect back on stages in their life
yeah.
where they have had ups and downs, and it helps them to look at their own well-being.
Yeah.
And that's what mental health first aid is all about. It's not just supporting the person in front of you, but it's about supporting yourself as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
So you do have to be mindful of your own well-being.
Absolutely.
Just to reflect back about the community tree, the organisation, the partnership of organisations I was talking about earlier, there's a fantastic leaflet that they've developed which has got all of these services, local services information on, that's actually available to download from the Brentwood Borough Council website. So if people don't want to go to the GP or feel that they haven't got anyone to talk to, then all of those services have got their details down on that leaflet, and it's really
fantastic.
Simple to download and access.
All right. Well, if you could give me the link to that, I'll put it on our website.
Fantastic,
and people can just click on that. That's wonderful. Well, I think this is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you for having us on your show.
Thanks, Bob.
It's brilliant. No, you're very welcome. So, Lucy Gill from Brentwood Borough Council and Leslie Bailey from Interact Chelmsford, thank you so much, and keep up all the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.